I don't know why I even bother getting upset about these things, and I'm not really that upset. I'm not even really that surprised. Here's the tweet that is precipitating today's quick show. You can see here, high school teacher Rich Rahow, he's in Chicago. He teaches high school, which makes him a Twitter theologian. He describes himself as a theologian. Of course, in his own mind, he probably is one. But notice who retweets him. James Martin SJ. I'm going to move this over here. There is going to be experimental serum being administered to the poor during Holy Week in the Paul VI audience hall. I mean, there's so many things about this that are so perfect, ladies and gentlemen. If you have never seen the Paul VI audience hall, I need you to look at these two pictures here. Here's a wide view of the audience hall. It looks kind of like a snake. I mean, it looks eerily like a snake. Some people have said it has like bug eyes, looks like a bug. That's the wide view. Here's our Lord up close. And of course, things happening in the Paul VI, Paul VI, the Vatican II Pope, his hall, home to all kinds of clownery. You can just Google the Paul VI audience hall and you'll find images like these and more. But this is happening during Holy Week. Okay, so look, if you're an RTF person and you're watching this right now, you understand exactly what we're about to go through. Holy Week is the biggest week of the year. It's the most challenging liturgical week of the whole year, especially if you are able to find a pre-1955 Holy Week. But even if you're going to the 62 Holy Week, it's not like you can just wake up and throw on your blazer and make it through, especially if you got small kids. This is something you've been training for. You got to be mentally ready. It's going to be some long liturgies, okay? Especially if you're doing the Tenebrae, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Especially if you're doing the full vigil mass on Saturday with lots and lots of readings. But it's not just the arduousness, okay? There's so much meaning. There's so much symbolism that's happening in the Holy Week. To distract ourselves from that, I want to pull up this tweet again, but I want to make it big so you can see it. To distract ourselves from the nature of the Holy Week, and for Jimmy Martin SJ to be celebrating this fact. I mean, because in the COVID religion, ladies and gentlemen, in the COVID religion, this is their sacrament. The diaper that they want you to wear to cover the exquisite human face that Almighty God created in his own image, the covering that they compel you to wear, that's just a sacramental. The hand sanitizer is just a sacramental. The true sacrament of the COVID religion is taking place in Rome during Holy Week. Both religions are on full display. Both religions are going to be on full display side by side at the same time. You have the COVID religion on the one side, and you have the Catholic religion on the other side. Now, you probably have heard it reported in other places that the traditional Latin Mass is no longer allowed to be celebrated in St. Peter's. And that's obviously a direct assault on tradition. That's an assault on the Catholic faith. And others have done this topic justice, much more so than I'm going to do here today. But I just couldn't help but notice that high school teachers get the attention of America Magazine and Jimmy Martin SJ, because when high school teachers celebrate the true sacrament of the COVID religion, then they get to do they don't actually have virtue, but what they do have in lieu of virtue is virtue signaling. And so this is the Vatican virtue signaling. And of course, we want to take this untested experimental serum and inject it into the bodies of all the poor people lying around in Rome. Because that is an act of love. In the COVID religion, that is an act of love. We didn't actually have human trials on this thing, so why not test it out on all the poor people that we can? You see what I'm getting at here? It's almost like there's a total inversion of the Catholic faith happening in Rome. We are witnessing it in our lifetimes. What an exciting time to be alive, though, right? What an absolute exciting time to be alive. I don't present you these images so that I can corrupt your memory and distort, you know, your cogitative powers and do irreparable harm to your imagination and all of these things. I'm not trying to do that, okay? I'm not dwelling on a negative here. I'm just pointing out that if you are watching this and you're going to make your way to the best Holy Week that you can find, and I know all of you are going to do that, I'm going to do that too. If that is your plan, then you are participating in Holy Week as we should be doing it. You are participating in the life of the church, the Catholic religion. This other sideshow stuff that's happening in Paul VI stuff, look at this. This clownery, this buffoonery, this despicable display that is going to be happening in this abomination of a gathering room, that's not the Catholic religion. That's the COVID religion. And the COVID religion is attempting to dispense their high sacrament, the unproven experimental serum, into the arms, bloodstreams, and DNA of people who have no ability to say no. It's sort of like, it is a mockery, especially of Holy Thursday, isn't it? Holy Thursday, when our Lord instituted sacraments, when our Lord washed the feet of the 12. Holy Thursday. What's the new Holy Thursday? The new Holy Thursday is administering the sacrament of the COVID religion to the poor. So we're not washing their feet. In fact, Francis washing the feet of Muslims and heretics and Jews, that's Francis 1.0, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Francis of 2013, 14, 15. We've entered a new era where we are now all supposed to partake in the COVID religion. COVID religion has its own litany of saints, of course. You speak of medical professionals frontline in hushed tones of reverence. COVID religion has its own creed. It has its own dogmas. It has its own liturgy. You will stay 6 feet away from each other. You will socialist distance. That's the COVID religion. That's what is being celebrated today in Rome. And next week, the mockery of the highest liturgical week that we have will be on full display. And it is being celebrated by serial blasphemers, like James Martin SJ, who on a regular basis blasphemes Our Lady, blasphemes Our Lord. Put out a tweet yesterday, he deleted it. Put out a tweet praising the bold, so bold, so bold for some Monsignor to get up and preach about the alphabet people and how the church should just be lucky to have the commitment that the alphabet people bring to each other. Are we willing to receive the commitment that these alphabet people have? It's two religions, ladies and gentlemen. And what more excitement can you think of? Look, when you look back on history, when you've got like the Avignon popes and the anti-popes and like all the crises in the church, all the various things, Muslim invasion, whatever. You kind of look back on that history, that time in history, and you're like, man, I kind of wish I was there, you know? I want to be on the ground I want to be making the right decisions. I want to be a saint back then. But you know what we need more than that now? We need saints today. We need saints today. So don't dwell on the bad news. It's easy to get clicks with bad news. I know I'm going to get clicks on this video because I'm giving you bad news. But the reason why I'm doing it is not, again, to corrupt your memory and distort your view of the faith. What I want to do is impart on you the courage and the congratulations for those who have been preparing for an authentic Holy Week, who have had a real Lent, who have given up real things, not sugar in your coffee, but real things, who have taken on prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, our principal defense against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And to the extent that you've been doing that and or plan to do that, especially in Holy Week, don't worry what they're doing in this abomination of this snake room. Don't worry. Don't worry about the snake room or the snake oil that's being administered in the snake room. Okay? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. What matters is you getting your family to the best Holy Week you can, to the extent you have it available. And if you're not locked down, hey, now would be a good time to take a road trip if you are locked down. That would be my advice as well. Get out. Get out of New York. Get out of California. Go to a pre-1955 Holy Week liturgy if you can. Starting Wednesday, starting on Spy Wednesday. But even if you can only make it for whatever you can make it for, do it. Do it. Your children will thank you someday because you will present to them the right and proper imagery for what we need to be doing. And that is how you can form them, form their consciences. And if you're an adult and you're watching this and you don't have children, or if your children are already out of the house and you're new to tradition, or you're back in the church and all this, it's still very good for you, for all of us to do, to make sacrifices, to present ourselves to the best, highest, most beautiful liturgy that we can, because it is part of how we can excise the improper imagery that the new church has tried to impose upon us into our consciousness, that we can get that out. You know, it's like ridding yourself of any other vice. If you struggle with custody of the mind, or custody of the eyes, or custody of the ears, if you struggle with temptations like food, like to eating too much, right? Gluttony. If you struggle with anger, whatever it is, that we all struggle with lots of things, yours truly included, especially yours truly. Excising those errors, those vices out of your soul is a deliberate process. It takes work. It takes deliberate action. And the same thing with ridding ourselves of all of our Americanist and Novus Ordo tendencies. So even if you are in your retirement and your kids aren't with you, maybe they're not even practicing, this is a good time. Take a road trip if you have to. Get out from behind enemy lines. Go to a very noble liturgy this coming week. And and pray for the Pope. Pray for Francis. Pray for the hierarchy. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your priests. I cannot imagine being a conservative or traditionalist priest right now. You think it's hard for us families? It's way harder for them. And their time for choosing hasn't even arrived yet. They are going through something hard right now, and I think a lot of them know it, and I think a lot of them know what is coming down the pike. So pray for them. Take this opportunity to pray and to sacrifice for all the holy priests that you know, all the unholy priests that you know, your entire hierarchy, all the way up to Francis and Benedict. And do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your own soul. Do it for your children. Do it to preserve Catholicism and the tradition, because look, last year, a lot of people didn't have Easter. Most people around the world didn't have it. A lot of people around the world are not going to have Easter this year. A lot of you watching this right now, especially if you're locked down in Ireland or in Scotland or wherever you are and you're locked down in the Anglosphere and you're not going to, you don't have the choice between, you know, that we Americans do between, am I going to go to the 62 liturgy or the 55 or the pre-55? You know, we have it pretty good here still. No idea what Easter 2021 or 2022 is going to look like. But now is the time to make whatever sacrifice is necessary to adore our Lord and to immerse yourself into this symbolism, the beauty, the transcendent order of the best Easter Triduum that you can find yourself to. And don't worry about this inversion of reality, this demonic inversion that's happening in Rome. Don't worry about the COVID religion, because it, like all false religions, will be crushed in the end, crushed by Our Lady. Today is the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady. I recommend, just if you've never heard of this, give it a Google search. At a minimum, spend a little bit of time today in meditation on her seven sorrows. You can say seven Hail Marys for her seven sorrows. I'll put a link in the show notes. God love you. Thank you so much for watching.